Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for inviting me here. I will just add something you've already heard from my colleague Joseph about the collaboration of the Industrial Accident Convention with other bodies in, under UNEC. I'm here to represent the Sustainable Energy Division, which serves the Committee on Sustainable Energy, one of functional committees under the Commission. Can I progress? The Committee on Sustainable Energy primary objective is to implement Sustainable Development Goal 7, which means to ensure secure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy, and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from and carbon footprint from the energy sector. In other words, this is an interplay between SDG 7 and SDG 13 on climate action. Our current focus is we deal with issues such as resilience and carbon neutrality, sustainable resource management, you'll hear more about a bit later, methane management, renewable energy, natural gas, hydrogen, energy connectivity, energy efficiency, digitalization, energy, a concept of just transition, and the consideration concerning gender and youth. For you who are not familiar with the Committee on Sustainable Energy, here is its structure. We have six subsidiary bodies, groups of experts, namely expert group on resource management, group of experts on energy efficiency, group of experts on renewable energy, group of experts on cleaner electricity systems, group of experts on coal mine methane and just transition, and a group of experts of gas. And I am, by the way, the secretary of the last one. So these all groups have a member, a part of the committee, report to the committee. They are not intergovernmental bodies. Any political decision that had to be made on this level is deferred to the committee. They discuss technical aspects of in various fields, such as energy efficiency, renewable energy, and provide some sort of guidance, recommendations to the committee and the member states on these topics. As Joseph said earlier, our division and the Secretariat of the Industrial Accident Convention collaborate closely and recently launched Secretary General's panel on critical and transition minerals. If you recall, it was launched in April this year. And in particular, out of those seven principles that the panel is based upon, our collaboration is important for the principle two, which deals with the integrity of the planet, environment, and biodiversity, and the principle seven concerning the multilateral international cooperation that is needed for global action and promotion of peace and security. Of course, what's important for you to know, although subject matter appears similar to what we sometimes do under energy division, because basically all energy sources, or if you like, all fuels, are essentially dangerous goods, can cause accidents, and so on. However, we approach those matters from a different angle. We are not looking much at the risk associated with this. And if I must say so, we practically off the record, so I know it's not, but still, we promote the reliance of those sources, including renewable energy, improvement to energy efficiency. We need more of this stuff. We are not concerned with the downside. We try to emphasize the positive side of this. But to illustrate some differences between how we approach things and how the convention approaches, I'll use the example of our group of experts on gas. Here, this group focuses on, as I've mentioned, in its biennial work plans on the role of gas in improving achievement of the sustainable development goals, methane abatement, synergies with renewable energy, hydrogen, carbon capture, use and storage, and system resilience and security of supply. In methane, for instance, we do not deal with safety, as I mentioned. We do not produce any pipelines, safety guidance for pipelines. What we do, we simply try to find a way to look at the climate impact, at the economics, about the geopolitics of methane, including the need to supply Europe with sufficient natural gas and liquefied natural gas. In this way, we look at the possible interruptions in gas supply to Europe, and you can imagine our work is quite political in this regard, how to rebalance European gas supplies, eventually map alternative gas supplies, and look at the supply and from a climate perspective. We do no risk analysis. We don't look at accidents or any near misses here. Excellent. But however, there are, of course, synergies between what the Convention and the Committee on Sustainable Energy do. First of all, we are both committed to try to resolve this problem of the dependence on minerals required for the energy transition. Here I refer to critical raw materials, things such as lithium, cobalt, platinum group of metals, anything else that you need to build, wind turbines, solar panels, lithium-ion batteries, hydrogen economy, etc. Our flagship in this regard are two products or two systems. One is called United Nations Framework Classification for Resources, and the other is United Nations Resource Management System, which is more, it's a broader iteration of the same, trying to implement in the context of sustainable development goals. The United Nations Framework Classification is a system to classify and report minerals, energy, other resources. We started with underground resources such as metals or coal, and then eventually evolve into other things like renewable energy, injection projects, and other resources that are necessary. As I've mentioned, the resource management system is a principle-based framework that integrates sustainability into global resource management practices, aligned with the Paris Agreement and with the SDG framework. We understand that you, under the Industrial Accident Convention, cover some other aspects which we do not cover, which is safety, environmental aspects of mining, tailings, production facilities, maybe water management, which we do not do at all, and things like that. So we feel that our member states, actually signatory of your commission and our member states, could actually benefit if we strengthen collaboration in this field. Of course, there are also synergies in renewable energy, newer energy sources. That's why I mentioned the materials needed for those. And the management of those materials is also very important. In the field of methane, as I mentioned, one of the six groups is our group of experts on coal mine methane and just transition. We have developed a range of about five, six best practice documents, best practice guidance on handling coal mine methane and abandoned mine methane in underground coal mines. However, emphasized again is on the economic use of methane, on climate effects of those emissions, and not so much on safety. To conclude, that both Committee on Sustainable Energy and the Convention recognize that an accelerated energy transition is essential for reaching our carbon neutrality. We also recognize that the Convention is an essential instrument for ensuring safety and supporting member states to better understand and address the risk of hazardous substances, technologies and processes that we use in energy sector, in the old one as well as in the emerging energy sectors. And in this way, we feel that the work under Convention is very much complementary to the work that my division, Sustainable Energy Division, does in this field. So there are other divisions, of course, such as Transport Division and the Group on Transport of Dangerous Goods that fit also nicely here. For two concrete examples, in hydrogen, where we also have a hydrogen task force, our hydrogen task force could really benefit from insights from the Convention in dealing with industrial safety when it comes to a future hydrogen economy. And likewise, in methane, what I mentioned, that is dealt with our two groups of experts, that there is another opportunity for collaboration and working together, especially in the context of underground coal mines. Thank you.